Football on Off the Ball.
Sir Alex Ferguson was the master of that, of taking pressure off his players, casting it onto referees, the opposition, us in the media were responsible at times, you know, the kit manufacturer, I mean all sorts, you know, anyone but his players. That's what the best managers do. They're lightning conductors for criticism and pressure, so they take it off their players, and Pep's brilliant at that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Well, late drama. There was late drama in the last derby at Goodison Park. Late drama in the first derby at the Hill Dickinson. This time, though, it's a player in red that scores the goal.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they deserved it. It was a bit of a weird game. It was a great game, proper derby feel to it. I think you kind of, I was having a laugh with you before the match. You were saying the referee always lets things go, and he did. He did. He let loads go today, which was really good to see, because it kept the momentum, it kept the high energy out there between the two teams. And yeah, in that second half, you probably have to say that Everton were the ones that were the more attacking threat throughout the game. Or throughout that second half anyway, at least. But Liverpool, to be fair to them, just held off. Obviously, listen, their superstar this year has been Szoboszlai. And when that ball came to him on the edge of the box, he has a shot, gets deflected. Jacob Ryan's in a good position for it, comes off, comes out from the corner kick. And then for the winner, they've done the exact same corner all game. They're trying to get bodies around Pickford. They find that he's the weakness when it comes to these corners. And this time it pays off right to death, and Van Dijk heads it home for the winner.
Yeah, just like he did in his debut for Liverpool. The in-swinger, it's funny that for so many years under Jurgen Klopp, it was the other way around, where Alexander-Arnold would swing them out and Andy Robertson would be on the other side swinging them out. But we've seen a change with Salah taking the in-swingers and Szoboszlai, and Liverpool have obviously been weak themselves defending set pieces, but in the last few months they've started scoring more goals from set pieces, and it just shows like how priceless they can be.
Oh, massive, yeah. Set pieces are, listen, this Premier League season, we've all seen the value of set pieces and how much they're worked on. Look at Arsenal, could potentially go on to win a title by just winning loads of games through doing well at set pieces. But it's, yeah, the difference between the outswinger and the in-swinger, especially in them times or in previous times with Liverpool, is obviously back then, I think, like the likes of Konaté and Van Dijk were much more aggressive at getting away from their markers and getting in amongst it. But when you have an in-swinger, you can kind of just put it into an area and hope you just get a flick. And if you're the more physical one, you don't have to do as much running as such to get away from someone to get a head on. You just need to get an arm out and just be able to flick it on. That's exactly what Van Dijk done there. It's just put into an unbelievable area. Pickford, maybe, could he have came and punched it? It's hard to really know, there were so many bodies in the area, but he definitely gets over Tarkowski anyway. He looked like he was concentrating on Van Dijk more than the ball itself, but because it's that in-swinger, all Van Dijk had to do was just get a flick on it and direct it towards the goal. Instead of it, if it had been an outswinger, you kind of have to have a shot with your head more so and try to direct it towards the goal. But yeah, that's the difference between the two of them. Listen, it's paid off for them brilliantly there, but it was an excellent game. Like from minute one, it was such a quick start to the match, and it never let off at all.
Yeah, and I suppose when Beto equalises for Everton, you're kind of thinking they might go on and win it. And that was reward for all his hard work. Him and Konaté was a great battle.
Oh, it was brilliant. And in the first half, like he had a good couple of opportunities. He had a header early doors. Mamadou Felly had to make a great save down the bottom corner with his hand, with his left hand, to put it out for a corner kick. In the first half, he had an unbelievable opportunity. He was flipped in behind Konaté, and they were saying they were really trying to get him in down that side in between Konaté and Curtis Jones. And like any striker that you'd say is a proper finisher, like an Isak at his best at Newcastle potential, or even if that had been Gakpo, he'd have just whipped it into that far corner and tried to beat him with a bit of a side foot pass and curl it in. It looks like Beto tried to do that, but hit it so badly and so off, and he went out for the throw, and it was just inside the corner flag, and it went out for a goal kick. But they were two huge moments in the first half. Then obviously Liverpool come into the game a little bit, just before Salah's goal, and there was a bit of magic between Wirtz, who was very quiet, very very quiet today, and Pickford ends up saving from a bit of a weak Gakpo shot. Then the ball comes to Gakpo again, unbelievable pass. Don't even know how he's seen it, there were so many bodies, but with one pass he takes four defenders out of the game, and Salah straight on to it and just opens his foot up and puts a pass Pickford to take the lead. But then, as you said, that second half comes around and Everton, another fast start. He never let up at all. They reacted brilliantly when they conceded, and in the second half they came out of traps again. again, Liverpool, that right side, Konate, like a sleeping bag sometimes, and the ball's going over the top of him. He just jogs the things. Dewsbury Hall gets in behind him, puts in a wonderful ball with his left foot, and Beto's there to slide the ball home and get back into it. But the game could have went either way. There wasn't much in it regarding hurting a goalkeeper or even testing a goalkeeper until that last second of the match, and Van Dijk heads it home.
Just on Salah, obviously his last derby, 9 Merseyside derby goals, that equals the Premier League record for a Liverpool player with Steven Gerrard. But he, you know, he obviously scored his goal. He's the man for the big occasion, but he certainly was lively today as well.
He didn't look like the player that his legs are gone, that we've seen throughout the season. He actually looked like he was athletically very good today. Mm. Bit of a strange thing. He looked like he was very much up for it. Maybe every single match throughout his whole career, there's going to be one pass that'll go underneath his foot and he'll have a heavy touch or something. I think that only happened once today. I think there was a bit of 1-2 between him and Wirtz. Came at him a bit quick and he wasn't able to trap the ball quick enough. But apart from that, his game was more or less flawless in consideration to what we've witnessed throughout the whole campaign this year. Mm. And yeah, he was an excellent, and what a way for him to go out, you know, like obviously he's leaving the club, Andy Robertson leaving the club at the end of the season. For the two of them to be able to produce on such a big occasion, that last Merseyside derby, to go out with the win in the end, for Salah himself to get the goal, it's wonderful.
Now, massive win for Liverpool in terms of that fifth place finish, given United beating Chelsea. So they have a 7-point buffer with 5 games to go. They still have to play Chelsea. They obviously have 3 really tough games in a row where they have Villa, United and Chelsea all to play, and they finish with Brentford. But that has just given them a little bit of room for error now, and it looks like they're going to have to call on their third choice goalkeeper. Freddie Woodman came on for Mamardashvili. Didn't look great. If you're seeing a goalkeeper coming off on a stretcher, that would suggest that he mightn't play again this season.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult one for him. It obviously comes from the Beto goal. He doesn't do anything wrong. No one does anything wrong. It's just a follow through and the studs on the knee. You don't know how bad it's going to be. It might be just a bruised bone. That'd be something that'd be tough for a goalkeeper to play through, though, considering they're diving around everywhere. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see on the running if Woodman is the goalkeeper they have to call upon. They go to Palace next. Disaster, historically, for Liverpool going to Palace away. And then going down there with Woodman in goal as well. That'll definitely lift the confidence of the Palace team, you'd assume. But as you said, they have that buffer now. It's kind of hard for them, but I know they are playing against the Chelsea, United and Villa with Palace thrown in there. It's hard for them not to see them playing Champions League football next year after that result today.
And just on Everton, obviously if they'd won today they would have been 2 behind Liverpool. You know, this is meant to be a special day, first derby at the Hill Dickinson, big crowd turn up outside the stadium to meet the team, you know, the Tifo and the South Stand, and you know, the originals they call themselves, and it was all set up to make this a day to remember. But you saw the disappointment in the players, David Moyes and the fans, as the full-time whistle went.
Listen, let's not forget that Ndoye had the ball in the back of the net as well, and within 2 minutes the place erupted, and then within 2 minutes Salah had the ball in the back of the net and they were 1-0 down after thinking they were 1-0 up. And like, regarding the occasion itself, yes, they didn't get the result, but what a wonderful game it was. Like, they've left no regrets out there, in the sense of their application, how they tried to go and win the game. They tried to expose Liverpool at their weaknesses, and they did a lot down that right side, Liverpool's right side. So I think David Moyes, all the players, they will reflect on the game and said, listen, we can't really have done much more. Maybe defend the set piece better at the end. Maybe Pickford could have came and punched it or something like that. But yeah, it was a great, I thought it was a really, really proper Merseyside derby, and a wonderful game.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.